This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's time for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, everybody. We're kicking off the broadcast week the way I love to do so, with my good friend, investigative journalist John Rappaport. I feel like I'm like a week behind whatever reality that I've been missing, yet we experienced some extraordinary reality last weekend when I had Nia Peoples on because we were together in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Advanced Medicine Conference, the little conference that couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't, but did. We had it. We opened America. Hashtag We Opened America last week. And John Rappaport's always opening up our minds and consciousness to see things as they could be and really are, outside of the illusions that are thrown upon us to limit us, to enslave us, to have us live in fear, which is not something we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Kicking it into gear, John Rappaport, welcome back, my friend.
Great to be here, Robert.
You know, the only thing that could have been better is if you were with us last weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, to see, to witness.
Man,
what
I wish I were.
The world was not supposed to see.
We were talking off the air, because I had no idea about any of this happening, and I'm just blown away, so that's where we got to start.
Yeah, I want to reiterate, last weekend we were told that it couldn't happen, it shouldn't happen. Last week we had Dr. Batar on Wednesday, and we found out that there was a sabotage of the event happening from within or outside of the hotel, the ownership, and that the governor had a vested interest to not allow us to meet. We had 250 people there from all over the United States and all over the world, and we found a way. We didn't take no for an answer. We remained ultimately peaceful and creatively worked around it, and we, in the open atrium of the hotel, we had 250 people not wearing masks, hugging, shaking hands, breathing on one another, and it was great. It was all amazing, and the people that commented on seeing it from a distance through social media said, wow, what a refreshing thing to see. People coming together, congregating like we always have, not wearing masks, not afraid. And it's so weird, John, to think about that that's the unusual event that we don't see anymore.
Yeah, and that the unusual event, and it actually happened. I mean, you guys worked it out so that in the face of opposition from the top, the governor, it took place anyway. I mean, I'm just amazed.
Well, it goes to the heart of what you've always said, John, and written about, that our creative imagination is one of the greatest gifts, if not the greatest, in all of the worlds and the universes that we've been given. And that if we are able to maintain that, somehow see it and be it and live it, that it can outcreate, if we will, those who would try to artificially limit our experience here. And we didn't use violence or force to do it.
Right. I think people need to hear at least a bit of a sketch about how this happened, because they're going to be, I mean, this is so inspiring. It just leaves me at a loss for words as to the way this all unfolded, starting with the week, the days before, when you're interviewing Batar and the word comes through that the event is not going to take place, and he's on the phone live while you're interviewing him with people at the hotel to figure out what's going on.
Mm. Yeah, and on the air, we were witnessing it, and it became clear to me that there was a sabotage of the event by either moles within the hotel who are not being honest because they claimed they didn't send that email out, or some other entity had sabotaged and gotten control of the email program there and used it and sent it out as if they were with the hotel. In either case, they claimed it wasn't them. So I felt at that moment this was going on. This had to go on. And I can describe it in terms of a spiritual force or energy or communication that said, you have to be there. And I felt that. I talked to my buddy who went with me, Paul, and I said, I don't know why, but I'm getting this strong sense that we need to be there. I need to be there. Didn't know fully what it was till that morning when I walked out and talked to the crowd and said, let's redirect our energy because people were getting angry and anxious because the hotel wasn't letting them in the hotel staff. And redirected at that point, met, and we came up with a creative option. And against all proverbial odds, the ownership that had said, no way is this going to happen, suddenly said, okay, you can do it in the main atrium of the lobby of the hotel. Which I think if they had stopped that, they might have recognized on some level bad publicity, lawsuits, who knows what it was. I don't know. But this was not supposed to happen. And we, hashtag, we opened America. We showed people that it can be done. And we were in the right because the executive order from the governor of North Carolina had said that, yeah, even though we're limiting groups to 10 in ballrooms, he said there were exemptions for health and safety and religious groups, which we clicked all those boxes. So I don't think they could stand against us ultimately, but still, it could have gone horribly wrong. And yet I'm encouraging for folks that feel a sense of something bubbling up from within them that they are on the right path without resorting to violence, that they can overcome even the most, let's say, high-level governmental obstacles.
And what you're also saying here, you're on the radio with Batar the Wednesday before the event that's happening in the upcoming weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, so all the attendees who have booked to be at the hotel in Charlotte, North Carolina, they are receiving an email from the hotel saying the event is canceled. And you realize, and eventually everybody realizes, that some hijacking has occurred because the hotel is, as Batar is talking to the hotel, they confirm they did not send out such an email and that it was obviously therefore sent out by somebody who was trying to sabotage the whole conference. But all the people from around the country and around the world who had signed up to attend here in Charlotte, North Carolina, first of all, there's the whole atmosphere of lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. On top of that, they're getting an email that says the event is canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Then eventually they're getting another email or correspondence some way that the event is not canceled. Mm-hmm. I mean, and nevertheless, on top of all of that, they all show up, or 250 of them show up,
yeah,
from around the country and around the world on the basis of faith,
yes,
that this is going to happen somehow.
And on the morning of, they blockaded the hotel to not let people that weren't staying in the hotel, just attending the event, couldn't come in. So right up until the time it's supposed to start, they're still trying to stop it. I know. I felt like I was on the set of a movie when this happened, John.
And then the other thing that you told me off the air was that despite Governor Cooper's order saying that you could have an event about health, safety, or religion and allow more than 10 people in the room, privately, an order had come down that morning from the governor's office not to let this conference go ahead.
Yes, or the night before and the morning. Yeah, it was clear that the owner was saying, we can't do it, you can't do it, and he told the employees, the staff, the management, that it couldn't be done. And, of course, ultimately, we didn't back down. And, you know, as I said, there wasn't violence. I would have to say that at a certain point, Dr. Batar went toe-to-toe with a security guard or nose-to-nose, and it looked like it could be something that wouldn't be nice to have happen in the midst of it because he was so passionate about what was happening. But I think, in retrospect, I look at that as kind of you put your opposition on notice that you're willing to meet them if they want to go there, right? You're willing to stand up for what you know is right so that they recognize this is not a group to be trifled with. Is that the right way to say it? That we're not just going to be a pushover on this.
And then once that happens, then things start to change rapidly. Okay, now there's room for some other kind of conversation.
Correct.
And then, as you told me, all of a sudden, as you're in the parking lot away from all of this, the blockading, people outside, wanting to get into the conference, people inside who are signed up for the conference and staying at the hotel, and the blockade between them, and it's not happening. And so you and Batar and one of the people from the hotel are off in the parking lot talking alone. And all of a sudden, this idea, this creative idea occurs. Instead of having it in a ballroom, let's have it in the atrium of the hotel.
Yeah, in the main, because there were already 100 or more people there. We're like, well, they're not doing anything about that. I wonder if that could, let's try that. And I think they were thrown off by it, but the guy in management said, well, okay, I'll call the owner, right, at that point. And there's a police officer still with us who was sort of on our side. He wasn't going to force anything to happen, but he was observing it and kind of keeping the peace, so to speak. And I didn't expect the response we got at that point because there was so much working against us. But could you say it's the power of prayer, intention, love that we elicited in the group there ultimately, and that they got the word back that, yeah, you guys can have it in the lobby. And you know what's so extraordinary? That it happened out in the open. If it were in a ballroom, only the attendees would be able to hear it. So instead, it was anybody who was staying in the hotel, coming and going, walking through it. It was open atrium all the way to the top. Every room could hear it. And by the end of the conference, and when we started, every one of those hotel staff employees were wearing masks. By the end of the conference on Sunday evening, none of them that we saw were wearing masks anymore.
Oh, my God, man. And this is, people should understand, this is like a 2.5-day conference.
Yeah.
So when we say, okay, it took place in the atrium, this is not just, you know, for an hour or two.
Full
we're
day,
talking about
full
two and a half
yeah.
days.
Mm-hmm. Video wall, doctors, PhDs, people interacting. I mean, John, I've attended a lot of events. Never one that had so many obstacles to make sure it wouldn't happen. And the people that came there, you know, we go to places and you think, well, these people want to be here. These people really wanted to be here. And
they really got
messages that it wouldn't happen. And yet, as you said, on a leap of faith, I don't know what's going to happen, but I need to be there too, just like I got the message. And what I want y'all to figure out as we take our first break here with John Rappaport, when you get those messages, I don't know, how do you determine that? What do you do about it? And look what can happen when you listen to them, despite authority and authoritarians telling you it's not possible. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, I want you all to think about what we've just been talking about with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This, in any sane semblance of a media universe, would be a big deal, a big news story. The first conference in America since the COVID-19 scare has just happened in Charlotte, North Carolina, a state that was just beginning to reopen, little bit by little bit. And you'd think that at least maybe Fox News would cover this good news story, showing people with smiling faces, with no mask, interacting, sitting on each other's laps practically in this environment. But, John, media silence. Complete media silence.
Complete. Because, like I told you off the air before we started, I had not heard word one from anybody about this until you started telling me what happened. I mean, no email from anybody, no video, no alternative coverage, no mainstream coverage, no nothing. I mean, this just came like a miracle out of the blue.
So is it that to see the reality of what happened would cause a crumbling in the lattice structure, the crystallization of the fear-mongering that has succeeded to have people that would otherwise normally not follow authoritarian dictates, like shut down, stay in your home, suddenly see through it, like the proverbial emperor wears no clothes? Is that too close to what might happen if they actually witnessed what happened?
Yeah, in a word, exactly. Because that's exactly what the story is all about. I don't know how many times you and I have said this in the God knows how many years that we've been talking to each other on the radio, but it's one of those things, those moments, which breaks through the mold of reality as it's, quote, supposed to be, that everybody, salutes. And then all of a sudden, people see, no, this is completely different. We're in the middle of something that's completely different from the expected reality, and yet it is happening, it is taking place. This is the extraordinary thing, visiting the ordinary, and we're in it, and we're doing it, and it's happening, and it's living proof that everything that people have been standing up and saluting is a sham. Mm. It's an illusion. And in order to make it go away, enough people just have to say, this is an illusion, and excuse me, but we're walking out on the illusion. And I did a show the other day where I went off the cliff, off the deep end about the churches, which is a similar idea. If the pastors decided, and we've talked about this before, that their calling, their very calling, the reason that they're up there at the podium is to report, so to speak, on their deepest conscience and relationship with God, which is the reason that they have the church in the first place, then what are they to be saying to their congregation about the lockdowns, about the whole crisis, about the stripping away of freedom and individual natural rights, that relationship with God is completely prior to and superior to any relationship to the state, that we are not on this earth to get down on our knees and worship a virus or worship some official who is promoting a virus or any such thing. That's what you would expect from a pastor or a preacher. That kind of breakthrough into the miraculous and saying to his congregation, we have to penetrate the illusion and walk out on the illusion to let everybody know that we're open for business and the business is God. And this extends into secular society, and that's what we're all about. And if the pastor can't do that, then let him stand at the podium and say, look, folks, I'm going to be frank with you. I don't want to accept the consequences that might come down on me if I were to do this and go all the way with it. I'm afraid. I don't have the depth of connection that I thought I did. And I'm sorry about that. And I'm not fit to lead you, therefore I'm abandoning the pulpit here. And wow. Is there someone in the congregation who has that spiritual depth and can go all
that
the
connection.
Way?
Wow, I want to hear what the response was after this break. We've got to take a quick break. John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, nomorefakenews.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A rocket ship built by Elon Musk's SpaceX company thundered away from Earth with two Americans on board, ushering in a new era of commercial space travel and putting the U.S. back in the business of launching astronauts into orbit from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade.
Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed. Bottom dog.
After a smooth 19-hour flight, NASA's Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken docked with the space station.
And now that hard capture is complete, so that's confirmation of those 12 latches to create that airtight seal. Now that's complete, the umbilicals from the station side will interface with the Dragon vehicle umbilicals, and that'll provide power and communications through space station directly to Dragon.
This is USA Radio News. Almost every mid to large-sized U.S. city saw violent protests and rioting for a fifth straight night, and USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New York City stands as one example as police there made over 100 arrests after trash cans and dumpsters were set on fire and around a dozen police vehicles were burned. This peaceful protester there was commending cops for staying on the job despite the dangers they faced and managing to still show restraint.
I can't imagine what it's like to be, especially an officer of color, because for me, I have family that are officers of color, and I understand the dilemma.
Officials across the U.S. South are scrambling to adjust their hurricane plans to the coronavirus. More than 70 counties were surveyed, and most of them said that they're still solidifying plans for public hurricane shelters. In Georgia, south of Savannah, Emergency Management Director Ty Popple said evacuations during the pandemic would be a nightmare, worrying about social distancing at shelters and on buses. Hurricane season officially starts Monday, though tropical storms Arthur and Bertha arrived early. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
So, John, you were talking about being on a show and bringing up the religious leader issue, leadership. And I love that moment of clarity and honesty where, you know, someone that leads at the pulpit and says, you know what, I can't take you there. I'm not willing or I'm afraid of the consequences. Should I say, hey, this doesn't match up with what we are teaching one another, to love one another, to be affectionate, to embrace and support and uplift one another. Is anybody here that can do that? Because I can't, right? And so my curiosity is not only the response to that, but also, you know, how it was received. Because when you talk religion, some people get a little bit uptight, and I think we need to go there.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm talking to the preachers and the pastors, basically. This was on the Alex Jones Show, so I was hosting for an hour, and I decided that's what I was going to talk about. Well, it turned out it was about 35 minutes, and that's it. I just sat and talked about that and kept on going with it. I don't know what the response was. I mean, somebody sent me an email and said, please send me the link immediately to it. But, you know, I don't know. I have no idea. As far as the people who were watching the show or listening to it or whatever, but it occurred to me, you know, that's all. And especially, I guess, the part about stepping down, if that's what's required, you know. I said, I can understand that, you know, a leader, a priest, a preacher, a rabbi, whatever, says, I can't do it. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to fake it. I'm not going to pretend standing for the truth and my relationship with God. I'm not going to cover that over and try to tell a nice story about it. I'm just going to confess to you that I can't do it. And if there's somebody here in the congregation who can, please take over. And I also gave the example. I said, can you imagine what would happen in New York City? And I mean, New York State and California are the very worst when it comes to this whole business of the lockdowns. But could you imagine if the priest who's in charge of St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, founded, I believe, in 1910. I mean, I've been inside. It's a gigantic space, Midtown Manhattan. Suddenly announced, this lockdown is not the work of God. It's the work of man. And because it's closed us down, we can't abide by it. Therefore, we are open, etc., etc. I'm not going to try to deliver the entire speech. But essentially, he says, so I want all Catholics in the state of New York and in New Jersey to come to church this Sunday and support our church's relationship to God, and yes, support me in what I'm saying. I'm sure there will be police here, but I predict that they will not take any violent action if they see 50 or 60,000 of you standing inside and outside the church. And he would be right. And a great deal of the illusion in New York City would be wiped away in one morning.
It would be. And it's just like, you know, I mentioned that little, humble little story of a community in Texas where they had closed down the children's playground in the community. And homeschool families with their kids, moms and dads and the kids, went there, took down that orange barrier, threw it in the trash, and just went up and played. And the kids saw something extraordinary of their parents' civil disobedience at a time where there was no lawful order to suppress or prohibit them from doing that. And then the police show up in their black intimidating masks over their mouths and nose. And there's this on video. We played this on Friday's show. They said, no, we're not leaving this playground. You go check it out at City Hall. You go get a warrant. But unless we're under arrest, we're here. We're playing. And the cops just walked away. There was nowhere for them to go because there was no lawful authority to shut down a playground for kids. And that was a homeschool family. This is not a militarized militia that stood against the cops. This was moms and dads and kids and grandkids. It's like you think about that power over the authoritarian dictatorships that are playing themselves out in the era of COVID crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's staggering when you think about it this way. The illusion evaporates. And then it turns out that there's a whole lot of cops that really don't want to be doing what they're doing.
True.
Not saying all of them, that's for sure, no. But, I mean, there are guys who join the force because they enjoy that.
Wielding power, yeah. It's like I said, we got to be careful. Anybody with a badge and a gun, you don't know. That's the unfortunate thing. Even though some of them are going out on a limb and in media and saying so, some of them are losing their jobs, their livelihood because of it. Just like you talked about the preacher man who would be brave enough, courageous enough to walk away to say, you know what, I can't do this because this doesn't fit. And, you know, we get into dogma, and I don't think all dogma is bad, but I mean, obviously people can argue different dogmas, but there's dogma surrounding the belief in COVID-19 as a cause of disease and death that may not be valid, as somebody might argue, well, your dogma is not good in your church, or, you know, on and on. But at the same time, recognizing that dogma, if you want to attack it for COVID-19, is built on a foundation. I'd say sand is more solid than the foundation they got it built on. You've written extensively. You had another headline this week, epidemic shock that tests for virus are worthless. You shouldn't be. And I pointed out the fallacy of the PCR as well, we've discussed, and the antibody test. And, you know, anybody with a doctorate or a PhD should be embarrassed defending a stance that they actually know what those tests mean.
Yeah, talk about illusion. Here's illusion on a scientific level about the test, especially, say, the PCR test, which we've discussed many times on the show. What I see is that the true believers in the test, the not so much the doctors, but the researchers, they're inside this technical bubble and inside the bubble of their labs and the computers and the analysis and the genetic sequence of this, that, and the other thing. And those true believers talk about dogma, but they would call it utter science, and they've established this and so on and so forth. Therefore, if you were to say, you know, your test really is useless. I mean, it just doesn't work to do what you think it does, which is to be able to detect those who are ill or going to become ill soon. It doesn't do that. You're ridiculous, they would say. You don't have a clue about what we're doing, the science behind it. You're uneducated, you're a Luddite, you're ridiculous. You go, blah, 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 blah. So what I proposed is, first of all, saying to them, or that something they can think about, your test has never been vetted in the real world with real humans by taking specimens from them, say 1,000 of them, and you telling us whether they're sick or healthy. You don't see these 1,000 people, of course. You only test their samples. And then we would know how good you are at predicting what you say you can predict. You're stuck in your illusion, your bubble in the lab, and your technical language that nobody but you can really understand. And I'm just trying to draw you out of that bubble into the world and point out to you that you never tested your test against live humans in a proper way before. And some of these people actually wake up. They wake up to this fact. My God, you know. That's right. It's never been, what kind of a bubble am I in? The bubble makes sense if you're inside it, of course. It's all self-justifying, and all the pieces fit together, and they're interlocking and so on. But step outside it and look at it, and you say, gee, it's so limited.
You know what occurs to me here, John? How many, not months that it's taken to get here, because I would argue decades or maybe even centuries when we talk about dogma and belief system. Like germ theory, if it colors your entire view of the world, then it sets the stage for scenarios like this. And yet, how rapidly can that illusion be dismantled? Almost in the blink of an eye, when that sudden moment of transparency occurs and you see through it, now you have a choice at that point to suddenly live differently or take more medication and go back to sleep, very much like red pill, blue pill matrix analogy.
You bet. It's that instantaneous kind of thing that's the breakthrough. And, of course, you could say, yes, but so much has been built up in you to feed into that moment, a breakthrough, sure, I guess. But nevertheless, there is that moment, and everything changes. Person's view, person's life, person's future, person's decisions, what are they going to do, how are they going to do it, this, that, and the other thing. And if people are completely closed to the possibility of such a moment, that is not a good idea. You know, just not a good idea, because think of how much you would be missing, potentially missing. If people had decided, for example, about the conference in North Carolina, the attendees, oh, well, this is too confusing. I get the message that there is no conference, then there is a conference, and the governor doesn't want a conference and is locked down. And I'm not getting on a plane from California and going to North Carolina on the basis of that. Are you kidding me? But 250 people all had breakthroughs in a way, you know. They said, I need to be there, and they showed up. And then this incredible drama played out that resulted in the first conference of any kind since the lockdowns began, anywhere in the country as far as I know. And there you have it. It was like it wasn't just a miracle for one person, a breakthrough for one person. It was a breakthrough for everybody who was there.
How quickly an illusion can be dismantled when you wake up in a moment, and that's how quick it can dissipate, and then you see a different world. And I know it takes a lot to demolish a building. Planning, setting charges, having them go off in sequence. But we're not talking about that kind of destruction. We're talking about visible to invisible. The building was there. It's no longer there. Nobody had to blow anything up. You just suddenly saw through different eyes. And it was always within you to be able to do that and see it. We'll be right back to wrap it up with John Rappaport after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Click on any of the banners to support our efforts here. We have a Patreon page for those that want to support us directly, as I believe John Rappaport has many ways you can support him, and nomorefakenews.com. All of that linked up in the notes. Please take a moment to go there. We also have additional 2 days, 5 days a week in addition to our Sunday show, 2 hours plus a day at robertscottbell.com. John, talking about, I don't know, this concept of dissolving illusions and, you know, the instantaneousness of transforming consciousness awareness, how it doesn't have to be a violent act. You know, I kind of juxtaposed the demolition of a building and then what we saw, people suddenly getting together, congregating, no mask, and it's like, in a moment, the whole reality shifted.
Yeah, there's that kind of thing occurring for one person in their life when they suddenly see a new road into the future. And then there's this kind of event that we've been talking about in North Carolina where it involves a whole lot of people. And it could have involved more. I mean, it could be, listen, if 75,000 people were to show up at St. Pat's in Manhattan on a Sunday morning, and the priest is standing outside with a big grin on his face, waving, and coming down the steps to talk to a few cops who were standing there and just chatting, and the people chatting to the cops and the cops looking around and saying, well, you know, I don't think we're going to shoot 75,000 people today or try to arrest them. This is not going to work. So let's just talk to this guy here. And they start talking to the priest, and the people are talking to the cops, and everybody's standing around, and the priest holds the service outside on the steps, and people come from inside the church, and, you know, and somebody writes a column in the New York Post saying, I wonder what's going to happen to all these people when they go home. Are they all going to get sick and die? As predicted, I don't think so. I had the feeling. I was standing out there myself. All these people looking good. None of them were wearing masks. They just felt it was irreligious to appear or try to appear before God wearing masks. So they took them off. Is anybody going to be trying to figure out what happens to these people when they go home? Because I have a sense that this is all over. That nothing's going to happen, that we've been tricked here, that somebody's pulled the wool over our eyes, you know, and this thing spreads and it goes on. Yeah, this is, it's a whole other reality.
Yeah, transformation can happen really quickly. And as I said, the reality of what I experienced is such that it's... I can go back and think, was that just a dream, John? Did that really happen? And yet, of course, you get so much confirmation from those who weren't even there witnessing, you know, the little bit that we got out to the world through different social media platforms and commenting on, this is the most amazing thing I've seen, right? How weird it is to even say, come to a conclusion that, wow, seeing people sit together like we always used to, congregate together, worship together, whatever it is. And that's like, what an anomaly to see that. It's like, wow, how fast did we go down this road? And, of course, how instantaneously we could find our way back, perhaps in a better way, one that we're less inclined to fall prey to these fear-mongering illusions that are just that, illusions.
I mean, tell me something about the reaction of the people, the attendees here. They must have been just completely blown away by the procession of events.
Yeah, I think that there was a lot of an astonishment because they were not only witness to it, but they were participants in it at the same time. So it added certainly a whole other element. And, you know, I've been to a lot of conferences and people that wanted to be there wanted to be there, but never one where they were told that it's not likely to happen. And yet they came anyway, which tells you the desire. And I come back to Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that movie, how it imitated in a sense the moment Richard Dreyfuss' character takes off his mask in the helicopter and finds out the air was clean all along. We're fine. We're being lied to. And then suddenly nothing they can say can dissuade you from knowing what reality is, what your truth is. And that was the awakening a lot of people experienced.
They just had to have gone home with a... even though the whole thing was an act of faith.
It was. But on the way back on the Delta flight, didn't wear a mask... And a lot of people are realizing it. Southwest Airlines has now said they're not going to stop people from going on board with no masks. So things are changing, folks, and we're only a conduit for some of this information. John Rappaport, extraordinary in journalism and in investigations. Please keep following him at No More Fake News, me at robertscottbell.com. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this. Thanks, John. The power to heal is yours.
Thanks, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.